This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, I got another Fish Fry Friday tomorrow, this one in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall, which is going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see you out there. We'll have the gang, sorry, a little coughing spasm here. We'll have the whole gang out there for the roundtable. Jane will be here. Also, former State Senator Jeff Smith and current State Senator Nick Schroer on the panel. Let's talk a little bit about the bird flu here with Dr. Scott Polk. He is an associate professor of veterinary medicine at the University of Missouri Extension. Now, he's not someone who specializes in birds, necessarily. He's a dairy and beef cattle vet, but he knows a lot about the bird flu. Dr. Polk, how are you this afternoon?
It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining.
It is a beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. We got out and enjoyed it earlier today. I guess we got some heavy winds coming in, though, this weekend. But let's talk about the avian flu here. And I don't even know exactly where to start, but maybe just a definition of what it is, how it's transmitted. Can humans get the bird flu? Maybe some basics to get us started.
So it's an influenza virus. It has been around for a while. It's pretty much has been confined to poultry or to the bird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I've come in contact or have been more involved with it or watching it is when it hit the dairy farms last March. Probably began in February, but the first diagnosed case was in March of 2024. And with me being in the dairy beef world, have had to follow it closer. It can transfer to humans. There are some humans that have had cases. Within the dairy world, most of the humans have picked it up where there was a known source from the cow.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those are fairly mild cases of a conjunctivitis and eye infection. There's one, a respiratory. Where the USD is tracking 4,000 some employees on dairies that are on dairy farms where bird flu has been diagnosed, you know, there's just been a handful of people that have been infected or have shown symptoms from it. So, yes, can humans get it? It's probably a little pretty low prevalence,
yeah,
of transfer to humans.
But if the chickens or if the animals or any bird gets it, then what happens to the bird that makes it? Because these are birds, if they have the flu, that have to be exterminated. Is that how it works?
Well, the bird flu affects the poultry, the birds, much more so than it does cattle or others. It depends on the species.
Okay.
There's been 30 different species of mammals that have been infected by it. Some are infected more than others. You know, the cat, you know, every dairy farm's got cats, and if you feed it a cat infected milk, and for some reason the virus really loves milk, and, you know, cats can die from it. But the cow itself, if she's not lactating, she doesn't show hardly any signs.
Mm.
And if she is lactating, she may get sick, but a majority will get through it. As opposed on these poultry flocks, if it gets in a bird barn, it might kill a majority of them.
Okay.
And so because the flocks, it can be so devastating on the flocks that sometimes they have to go in and take care of a whole flock that gets infected because they don't want it going to the next barn.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how would you assess Missouri when it comes to the bird flu at this point compared to other states?
So I will speak more towards the cattle part of it. So far, and with testing and routine surveillance testing going on now, We have not had a positive case. Other states, Texas, California, several other states have had more cases of the bird flu. I would be lying if I would say we've had no cases within the poultry flock. I'm not 100% sure of that, but we have had no cases in cattle.
So that's positive. That's definitely a positive. Now there is a vaccine, right? But it has to be. It's a shot, and every animal has to get the shot. Every chicken.
No. So the vaccine. So what I know about the vaccines is they're trying to make it so it would be something that they could put in like the water
or food, right?
Yeah. That way versus, you know, having to give the shot. So that's within the poultry world. There is some talk, and of course there's proprietary things going on, some talk that they're maybe doing something for cattle. But yeah, you know, it becomes really tough to go into a flock and catch every bird and vaccinate them, whereas if they could deliver that through the water feed, that would be preferable.
Yeah.
Easier on the animal, easier on the people, and such.
But obviously, this has been around for a while. There's more challenges, I guess, you know, right now because of the extent of it. So what's the level of optimism that something like that will come about in the near term?
The vaccination?
Yeah. A new delivery for the vaccination, if you will.
Yeah. I would guess that... That we're pretty good about figuring out how to get this done. I mean, it's not the first disease that come in such a situation, and I'm pretty confident that they'll figure out how to get that done for the poultry.
Good, I love it, Dr. Scott Polk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, fantastic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the update here this afternoon. The information very helpful. So you have a great weekend and enjoy the weather. Thank you, Dr. Polk.
Thank you.
All right, yep. Take care. Bye. We got a players update with Dan Reardon, our golf expert, no relation, plus an audio cut of the day coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.